Hello, this is Kenyatta Bundy, and you are about to listen to a podcast that I have with my father about his life story and how he has crossed boundaries. The main theme of my podcast is the boundary that my father overcame coming from a single mother household in a very tough neighborhood and having to be the man of the house at just the age of 10 and not falling into the basic stereotype of a male in his situation.
Enjoy. Reason it happened,
but she's old. Okay, so it's Kenyatta, and I'm here with my dad, Kenyatta Bundy Sr., and this is my interview for Crossing Boundaries. Okay, so how are you today? Are you comfortable with everything that you're about to say is going along the line?
For you, anything.
While growing up, you were the oldest, right?
Right.
Like, what responsibilities did you have as the oldest, like, for your younger siblings? Basically being a man at all.
Yeah, at a young age. Cooking, cleaning. Basically, light parenting at a young age. Wow. Now you got reminiscing. Another touchy subject, because I didn't have the typical quote-unquote childhood. I didn't grow up like everybody else did. Anything and everything that basically a parent does or do, I did. Even a form of discipline. I don't know. I did everything.
So, like, around what time did that start? Like around when did it start? Like,
oh, I can't even remember. It was like it was always all the time, so... Honestly, when did it start? I guess when I moved back home, because I stayed with Aunt Wuchi for a while. Yeah, like around 10. I remember having to take him to school. I think it started a little bit before that, because I remember leaving school at lunchtime and picking my brother up from... I guess it was in kindergarten or something, and bringing him home, dropping him off, and then going back to school before lunch was over. I had a special pass that the school gave me because they understood the situation. So, yeah, that was early. So, yeah, I guess before 10.
How did your siblings respond to...
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me, because especially when my mother come home. When my mother comes home, you know, they're like telling her all these things that I did and didn't do, and I used to get in trouble if the house wasn't clean a certain way. I'd get in trouble. And that's kind of hard to maintain when you got so many brothers and sisters and they doing things. And like your little sister go around doing things. Well, times that by four. And her mom come home and she expected certain things to be done. If it wasn't done, I got in trouble. I mean, speeding up to the present, I have numerous conversations with them and they always say to me over and over, "I'm sorry for the way I treated you, but I appreciate it that you were there. I appreciate what you did for us. We understand now. We did understand." And it kind of makes me feel good that they understood. I mean, they understand now, but I wish they understood then. I mean, now as far as them about, you know, the father situation. Now, my sister still looks at me like a father figure, opposed to her brother.
When did you get your first job?
Oh, my first job. My first job was working at D's Crabs. I think it was called D's Crab Shack. It was a crab stand in North Philly. And I was 13. And The first job that D gave me was,
we had big giant blocks of ice, and my job was to take the ice pick and chop the ice up. Like, why did you decide to get a job? Especially at a young age.
For money. My mom, whatever reasons why, be it she didn't have the means to, whatever, my mom didn't really give us much or was able to provide for much. So if the opportunity came, be it going to the store for someone or washing a car or something, if I could do it, I did it.
So the money that you got, what did you use it on? Did you use it for like brothers and sisters, or like did you use it for yourself or personal gain?
At that age, personal gain was not even a thought, even though I did want to buy a pair of Air Jordans. So yeah, I wanted a pair of sneakers and it didn't happen. That money went to my mother. Sad to say, but yeah, it pretty much went to mom. I used to go to the store for people when I got a chance if they wanted me to. And let's just say that's how much I got for going to the store. If I like 50 cents for going to the store. And you know, you're that young, 50 cents a lot of money. 50 cents could buy me a soda and a bag of chips, and I had like a dime left over or whatever back then. So what I used to do was I would give all of us a dime apiece. All my brothers and sisters, I give everybody a dime. I always came back with something for them. I always made sure that they had something.
Exactly where did you grow up? Like, where in Philly?
Mostly North Philadelphia. And you the worst parts. There's a couple of nice parts in North Philly, but we didn't live there. If it was bad, we were there. It's terrible. I lived in practically all the projects that reside in North Philly. So you're talking about Richard Allen projects. Oh my goodness, it was really bad. Third grade. Kid I went to school with got killed. Playing in the playground, he got shot. And right down the day, I can't remember what he looks like. I just remember my mom told me, and she didn't want us to go outside. Thinking back now, reflecting on it now, growing up, it didn't seem bad. It just seemed that's how life was, the way of life, you know what I mean? So it didn't seem bad at all. You don't want things to
change. So if you could change how you grew up, would you change it? Like, what would you change about it if you were to change anything?
Wow. You know what? Some things I wouldn't change because I think those, as bad as the times were, as difficult life was, I couldn't totally see it for being that difficult because I thought this was just the norm. So thinking about it now, only thing I would change is concentrate more about school. I think I wasted a lot of my talents. Seriously, I did. You know, I don't really have to think about it. I know I did. I think I was missing what I didn't have, so I really shouldn't have missed it. So I was probably just searching for whatever. Being a teenager, you're still a kid. But then when you don't know how to be a kid, it ain't the same thing. I feel like I've grown up for so long that I don't think I'm about to be a kid. I know one thing. This is some very serious stuff that you really got me thinking, kind of a little emotional there. Life sucks, dude. But it's the only one you got, so you gotta do what you gotta do with it.
I'm gonna end it here. And thank you for coming and doing all this.
Although I ended the recording here, my father went on to talk about how as he grew up, he had to deal with many other things that we often take advantage of and take for granted. Simple things such as being able to not worry about things like whether or not you have gas or heat or running water and things like that. And it just came to show that although he did have to face many different things and overcome a lot of different things, he took it head on. And even though he was a very young person at the age of around 10 when everything started, and he continued this but his whole childhood, and it just goes to show that, like, even a younger person who you wouldn't normally think can handle being in a tough situation often face these challenges unlike you would expect. After listening to this, I learned a lot of new things about my father, and I learned that he did not overcome just one thing, which I thought he did. He overcame a few different things, some things that were not included in this because of personal reasons, but he overcame living in the projects and having to deal with his younger siblings, his four younger siblings, and just being a kid. He never got that chance. He never got a chance to be a kid, and he overcame that and still became a successful person. And because of this, I look up to him, and this is why I decided to choose him for this project. Although my father has been through a lot in his life and seen a part of life I've never had to experience, he is still here today and continues to grow as a person and overcome life boundaries. So thank you for listening to this. End of the world is just the end.